Yo, what's good, what's good, what's goody good? What's good, what's good, what's goody good? I gotta get it, you wish you could. You gotta get it, you know you should. What's good, what's good, what's goody good? What's good, what's good, what's goody good? I gotta get it, you wish you could. You gotta get it, you know you should. You know I keep that fire. And when I black the room out, I hope you brought a lighter. On point, on the cloud, you can see me cruising. On my way pursuing, love me, hate me, I'm so used to it. Soak it up, fuck a hater. Everybody with their hand out, I ain't got time for favor. No way, Jose. When it comes to these checks, we don't play. Title town, always keep it royal. Crown royal sipping in my inner circle. Stays loyal. And it stays loyal. Outside my circle, you was disloyal. You tried to get me jumped. You know I ain't no punk. I popped open the trunk. I'm so addicted to the glory. You know it's underground royalty. What's good, what's good, what's goody good? What's good, what's good, what's goody good? I gotta get it, you wish you could. You gotta get it, you know you should. What's good, what's good, what's goody good? What's good, what's good, what's goody good? I gotta get it, you wish you could. You gotta get it, you know you should.
Welcome to Every Artist Podcast. This is your host, May Santiago. I'm here with my co-host, Raul Mendoza.
What's up, everybody? I'm happy to be here today.
And we have a special guest today, the Hassan Assassin. Welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for having me. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate you having me on here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I go by THA, the Hassan Assassin, born and raised in KC. You know what I'm saying? We got my own little thing going on. Been doing music for some time now and then dropped a few projects. Just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Doing some shows now. You know, just getting it out here. Also, you know, some things I also do on the side, you know, I help people, I help artists out when it comes to, you know, registering your music and monetizing your music. You know, I'm also, you know, I help artists with stuff like that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell us where you got your start from. Like, what was your motivation to get into, like, music?
Man, like, I always loved watching music videos growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, people like Rick Ross and LL Cool J, Missy Elliott, and I just always liked to rap here and there, and then just rapping with my friends that I always went to high school with and just knew them throughout the years, always freestyling with them, and, you know, that's when I just started taking it a little bit more serious and just dropping mixtapes here and there, you know?
Yeah, so what's the music scene like there? You're in Kansas City, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what's the music? What's the music thing? So what's the music scene like over there?
Music scene out here, I mean, everybody, like, you know, we just, music scene-wise, you know, and there's a lot of artists out here, but, you know, there's so many different, like, levels how I feel about, like, artistry and stuff like that. Like, you got people like myself that's been doing it for some time now and naturally, you know, making some moves where now I'm collabing with, you know, artists that's been out here for a while now. Like, you know, I'm not saying I haven't worked with them yet, but people like Rich the Factor, Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying, the Popper. Those are people that's all well known in Kansas City. I'm sure you probably heard of Tech N9ne and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there like a certain? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you good, bro.
Okay. Raul, you had something?
I've definitely heard of Tech N9ne. He's actually one of my favorite growing up. I haven't really, listened to him too much anymore, but definitely can resonate with that.
Heck yeah. But a lot of them, like, I always run into, and I talk to them here and there and stuff like that, pull up to their events and stuff whenever they're in the town. And I know them here and there and stuff like that where I run into them. But there's so many good artists out here. There's so many talented artists, not just, like, in the hip-hop scene, but in the R&B scene or the pop scene, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of genres, including, like, rock and roll. Like, there's so many good artists out here. And before all this, COVID stuff happened, we used to have so many open one mics and stuff like that, open mics and everything like that. And it's easier to pick up shows. And, yeah, it ain't been like that until, to me, honestly, it didn't really start until, like, maybe a couple months ago when I just hired a booking agent. So I'll actually be getting out on the road soon in the next couple months.
You thinking about doing some international travels, like overseas, maybe England or Japan or something?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like, right now, I actually just got with a PR team about, pushing my music out there. And they really been, people out there really been liking a song I got right now called Come Over. And that's what they really been pushing out there, which is kind of crazy just to hear what people's opinions and, like, their insights are, like, listeners-wise. Like, it's, like, here, a lot of people like the song, Goody Good that just dropped this stuff. And the views and the support I've been getting from it. It's been real love and stuff. And then going over there, like, to UK, as in, like, talking to the people up there that's been working with me and networking with me, they've been telling me, like, yeah, we're really just going to start pushing this Come Over. It's clean. It's smooth. Like, we're just going to be pushing that out there if it's okay with you. And I'm just like, hey, that's fine with me. Like, that's what I paid you for. So, you know what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's been pretty cool. It's been a pretty good year throughout all this going on and stuff.
Okay, awesome. And our thing is, like, is there like a different type of music scene that, like, in the Midwest, you have the Dirty South and you have the New York style. So is there like a different style that's, in the Midwest that you guys have that's kind of different from the other coast or the West Coast, East Coast kind of thing? Like, are you?
Yeah, and I just want to say straight up shout out to the East Coast, what I'm saying? There's people I've talked to and networked with out there as well. Honestly, I don't really feel like there's too much of a difference outside of just slang for real. Like, there's people I know that really mess with New York rappers. Like, I love a lot of New York rappers out there, like, growing up on New York rappers, like, 50 Cent. That's one of my favorites for real when it came to, like, New York rap for a while. And then, like, LL, because that was Queens right there.
Yeah, definitely.
People sleep on Fat Joe when it came to his music at first, I feel like, but he just kept on dropping hits after hits after hits. And yeah, I've always been a big fan of Fat Joe, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Fat Joe is
I think it's just interesting to see, like, how the influence from somewhere so far away can still be prevalent in music, where you're at right now. It's like, you got elements from, like you said, New York and the East Coast can still get all the way over there.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a lot of music I listened to was really like new, like one of the first, like when I first started really listening to hip hop for real, it was really just like LL, Pac, Biggie, Missy, Busta Rhymes. Like, those are like some of my favorite rappers I was listening to growing up. Nelly, you know what I'm saying? But when I feel like rapping-wise, what really influenced me was, like, really a lot of rappers from the South, for real. Like, 3-6 Mafia and Juicy J, like, Rick Ross, that's definitely one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite artists. So, yeah, I'm influenced by a lot of rappers, especially Wiz. But, yeah, I just been doing my own thing, and just those the type of people that inspire me as an artist and stuff,
Yeah, and right now, like, out of, like, the five artists that you could collaborate with right now, be it old school, new school, what artists would you want to collaborate with right now? Top five artists you would like to collaborate with.
Man, I would like to collaborate with artists I know, like, people that also inspire me, and I feel like, you know, also I just feel like it makes sense just because style-wise, like, I like to rap about this, they like to rap about that, you know? But I would definitely would, like, do some music with Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J. Like, definitely, like, Juicy J would be number one, real talk. That would be number one. Then some people, like, some other people I like to rap with, like, would be someone like, man, who would be someone I want to rap with? Man, Wale. Wale would be dope. Stally. That's about four right there. I know I named a lot of Maybach music people and stuff. But those people, like, I really was bumping heavy for real. Like, Taylor Gang. And, yeah, those were, like, my favorite rappers to listen to back then. They used to just have those mixtapes back then, too, on that piff. And I ain't gonna lie, Soulja Boy would be dope, too. I still bump Soulja Boy here and there, too. So, yeah, shout out to all of them, for real. Those people I like listening to. Or who I want to collab with, like, off top.
Yeah. So what type of direction do you see yourself going into, like, in this music world? I know things are a little different now because, you know, we don't have the million-dollar budgets like they used to have back in the day, and the videos and everything like that. And the independent artist is the new, you know, the new way to go. But you guys have to do so much on your own, you know, on your own dime and everything like that. So, like, what do you see getting into this industry? Where do you want to see your career go to?
I mean, I just want to see it to the point where I can make a living off of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all got a side hustle. We all got to stay on the grind, like, because, you know, it's not a lot of money making it into music right as an independent artist at first, you know, if you're just depending on just streams by yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like to, like, put people on and stuff like that about it, you know, put people on with knowledge like that, because, like, as an independent artist, one thing I'm still learning about is, like, you know, there's so many different type of incomes you can have as an independent artist. Like, for example, like, you know, you have your BMI and your ASCAP. You got those type of things just for registrations and whenever you do shows, you know what I mean? Then you got your distributors. You got something like a TuneCore, you know, shout out TuneCore. And you got DistroKid, you know, you got stuff like that that help you on so many different, you know, platforms, you know? And then there's also, like, so many different type of different royalties, like Sound Exchange or even SoundCloud, you know? I just started getting an income from a SoundCloud this past month, and, you know, it's just all about how you monetize and who you network with, and it's always about the listeners as well. So,
right.
Shout out to, you know, all my listeners, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty cool.
It sounds like you've been doing your homework, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You got to. One thing I've learned within this past year and a half or so since I've been doing it, it's really like 10% talent, 90% business and stuff. There's so many people I know that's talented, some people I know that can really spit and stuff like that, but they don't be having their shit together. You know what I'm saying? They don't have their stuff registered. People that be rapping over, like, other people's beats and, you know, they're not getting this stuff monetized. So it's just like, you know, they're not making anything off it. And that's what the type of stuff I like to help people with, or help, you know, guide them in that right direction if they're going to do their stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be doing it for fun and stuff like that, and somebody can capitalize off your fun. And that's something, you know, don't nobody want to see out here.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, with when you're starting up, you know, or you're on the rise. Kind of like you have to do every job in a, you know, like a business, because it is like running a business. You know, you got to be, you know, your promoter, you got to come up with the content, you got to distribute it, you got to do all that, you know, starting up. So it can be like very overwhelming for a lot of people.
Most definitely. And that's why it's like, it's cool that I've noticed something within the past years, like doing my music, like there's time for people where, you know, they might feel like they might want to give up, or they're not getting the responses they're, you know, expecting. Like, you know, so people's expectations are so, like, you know, out of this world, you know what I'm saying? That's how it starts sometimes. But me, like, you know, I had those type of ups and downs, but it's always feels good when someone, whether you know them or not, will come up to you and just be like, you know, like, you inspire me, bro. Like, I respect your grind. I respect your hustle. And that's something that always motivates me and, you know, what I love to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And do you see yourself getting into the industry, like, becoming, like, I know you're pushing your own career. Do you think about doing some things like ghostwriting and, you know, different things like that, just to get into the industry, like get a leg into the industry by doing the ghostwriting thing, producing or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Wherever I can get in, you know what I'm saying? Get in where I fit in, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to stuff like that. Like, if I need to ghost ride with somebody, whether it's helping somebody with a hook or helping somebody with a line, I mean, I'm with it.
Yeah. And,
I mean, I've done that a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? I've helped people with hooks, lines. I never wrote anybody, like, a full verse here or there, for real, but I've always helped people when it comes to lines or when it comes to bars, most definitely, like, hooks. Because I do got some catchy hooks, you know what I'm saying, from what people be telling me.
That's a good thing to have. Quick with the pen, just get in there and do it. Those metaphors and everything. So now that you're like, how long have you been in the industry now? About a year now?
Yeah, about industry wise, like I'm still like independent wise, and you know I'm still doing my own thing and everything like that. And I'm sorry, hold on just a second. Hey, y'all. Hey, you think one of y'all can get the door? Yeah, it's because they call me right now. Appreciate it, y'all. My fault, y'all.
No problem.
My bad. What was the question?
What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got my people in the other room. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got my people in the other room. We've been recording and, you know, I looked at the time like, yeah, let me make sure I got this real quick. And, you know what I'm saying? I knew a couple people coming in and out recording. So I was just like, you know, like if anybody needs to get in, hey, just text my boy. He's going to come to the door. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my people, Jungle Block.
So are you into just the performing side of entertainment, or are you producing and learning the boards as well?
Yeah, mainly the entertainment side, making music, handle business as in, you know, paperwork, the business end. And I've been doing more learning how to be, you know, more engineering and stuff. Like now I've been recording people at my crib and, you know, a good side hustle is if you have an in-house studio, you know what I'm saying? You know how to level stuff up. And when you have a, you know, a top five engineer in KC, you know what I'm saying? That always helps, so. You know, I just usually come in, have people come in that I fuck with, you know, just come through and do they thing.
Yeah, and then you're making music. You make any songs for the ladies as well? Like,
oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, I know, like, most, just like, I got an audience that, you know, to me, it's not just like males, you know, it's females. It can be the kids too. I got clean music as well, so. One of the songs I have right now is Come Over. I got a music video to that. So, you know, shout out to my boy Racy behind the cam on that one. And it's a pretty cool, fun video I had. It looked like a cool little get-together, a pretty cool lady song. So that's one of the songs right now. I know some of my PR team's actually pushing out there in the UK. So, yeah, shout out to that. Definitely got some female songs, though. I also got songs like Baby Girl. I got me a cool little... cool little catalog out there, you know?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So so we hear it. We understand that you got the song is getting some some love over in the UK. So is this something that you can see yourself once this COVID thing clears up that you most likely are gonna go to the UK to push the single in person. Do you think the overseas market for hip hop artists is a little bit better for independent artists getting into the business overseas than it is over here in the US?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet for real, which one would be better industry wise, but I definitely do plan on going down there. I've been getting a lot of, like, you know, good feedback out there. So I plan on I feel like I'm just a passport away from going down there, honestly. And not just the UK, but, you know, any country from, like, France, Sweden, Canada, you know what I'm saying? Wherever the fans listen, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there to spit it, you know? but I will say, like, between the difference-wise, like, I feel like once you're outside of your city, outside of your town, it's more like you're out of your comfort zone because there's so much going on outside of your town when it comes to performances. And like one thing that's good about like stuff like SoundCloud or having a distributor, you could see your insights, see your fan base, who likes your music, who's been listening a lot. And I have so many people that listen to me in like New York, you know what I'm saying, Chicago, San Diego, like Phoenix, like places like that, where I know those are places I definitely want to come out there and perform, and you know, it'd be a pleasure for real. Like, it'd be cool just go out there being outside of my city too, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be...
Hello?
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 Yeah, it's on?
Yes, my bad.
I think he fell off. I'm not really sure. I thought I heard him saying... was asking you a question. I guess he fell off. I'm not sure.
That's what it sounded like at first.
Yeah, I was like, what happened? We have a terrible storm over here in Jersey happening right now with that whole tropical depression. So,
the signal.
Yeah, are you back?
You back?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. You had a question for Hassan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's storming bad out here.
it just started raining down here in KC too. It just started, so I already know it's like it ain't nothing compared to what y'all got going on right now.
But I was saying I think it'd be a great idea for you, you know, for you to hit these different cities, because now, you know, with all the information that we have, you know, it's real possible to kind of hone in on cities and see where your listeners are coming from. You know, you can reach audiences that otherwise would have been harder to reach in the past. So I think it'd be a great tool to utilize, you know, going to these cities and expanding your fan base beyond, you know, where you stay and where you're at the moment.
Straight up. And then I honestly feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like New York would be like, cause I mean like New York City, like out there, whether it's Jersey, like in those areas in the East Coast, like, you know, I feel like that's where like the birth of hip hop really came from, you know what I'm saying? And it just migrated to different, you know, spots, you know what I mean? And I just remember one time at one of my gigs I used to work at, it was an OG up there, and he's from New York. And he was just like, yo, spit something for me. Yeah, spit something for me. And I remember I was just like, yeah, let me catch you on break time and stuff like that. And I rapped one of my lines and all that stuff, and he was just like, yeah, that shit ill, son. Keep doing that shit, son. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I just know, like, my music is, it's like, you know, it's good where I'm at, but I can tell, like, just expanding my music, just spreading the word, you know what I'm saying? But people fucks with it, so.
Yeah,
and I'm definitely thankful for that, and I definitely want to come out there when the time is right, and when I get with the right people like y'all, you know what I'm saying? So.
Of course.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That's dope, though. It looks like you got a bright future in this industry. Definitely do the work and be very consistent. Because you stayed, made sure I remembered, hey, when you get ready to start doing the independent thing, make sure you got me. And I think that's the type of determination that shows that, you know, our artist that's ready to grind and get their name out there. So you definitely got a bright future in this industry. I could see it.
Most definitely, man. I really appreciate that, too. It's like, man, like I said, like, you know, appreciate you coming on here. One thing I've been really starting to do this year is, like, more interviews and, you know, podcast interviews, radio interviews. And it's just like, I really appreciate that because I feel like a lot of people don't know, like, you know, just know me like that. They just listen to my music. And it's like, once you talk to me a little bit, it's like, oh, you know, pretty cool guy, you know what I'm saying? And then I feel like more people will start relating to the music a little bit more, you know, and that's like something I've been noticing a lot more recently.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing to keep in mind, like when you get into the industry, went from where you beginning and when you get to that point where you're in the area like the Rick Rosses and the Drakes and stuff like that, not to forget the people down in the radio world and entertainment that kind of help boost and keep the names out and promote the artists. Like a lot of times they get to a certain point and they don't want to do interviews anymore. They don't want to connect with their fans anymore. And I'm just like, these are the people that are paying your bills. You want to keep your name out there.
Exactly.
You want to keep, you know what I'm saying? Keep showing that love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't got to that level yet, but I know if it goes down like that, like, I seen this thing recently with the NBA Youngboy, and it's like, I don't know, maybe it's the way she walked up on him and just tried to take a picture, like, that's not cool, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, getting in somebody's personal bubble, especially at a time like this. But I'm sure if she would have asked him nicely, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he would have actually stopped and take a picture, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know the whole story how it went down. Just seeing it on camera, it looked like she just kind of run up on him, take a picture, and, you know, he kind of swat her away, like, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah. I think that's another thing that pushes a lot of artists away from connecting with their fans on a personal level. I know an artist that's in the industry, and she's like a legend and still making music, still doing her thing. And she's very connected with her audience and her fan base to the point where she befriends some of her fans and calls and talks to them and texts them and things like that. But she has to respect that nobody ever crosses the line, you know. But I see some of these people like the Drakes and Young Boys and even Justin Bieber, where the fans literally cross the line, grabbing it, pulling, snatching them, and stuff like that. And then they just do nothing but retreat and say, you know what, I can't do this no more. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, like doing too much. Like now you're really invading privacy.
Right.
Like I remember when Kevin Gates, that one lady grabbed him, you know, on the crotch and all that stuff, and he kicked her, and, you know, he got sued and lost. But I was understanding where he was coming from because he was a man. It was just like, I feel like it was okay because he's a man or whatever, when, you know, that's not cool. He don't even like to be touched in general because of his religion. But,
right,
you know, the way he's explaining it, if it was Beyonce, if someone tried to grab up on her and stuff like that, and she kicked somebody in the chest, it would not have been no wrong, though.
Right. And
It's just how you pick and choose them sometimes.
Yeah, and that incident happened in my hometown. I'm so embarrassed. But
for real?
back in Florida, that happened in my hometown. It's crazy incident. Put us on the map for a little bit, you know, getting known for some dumb stuff like that. But
wow.
But, tell us what we can look forward to, you know, from your music and what you're working on right now, so we can make sure we keep an eye out for everything.
Most definitely. Right now I got the single Goody Good right now that's produced by my producer, GRY, go by Gry, and he's actually out in Germany, and we ended up meeting through social media, actually, and that's who produced Goody Good. And we actually got another single. I'm about to drop another single. I'm debating if I'm going to drop it this Friday or the week after, because I just got the sponsorship from Reefer Renegade. Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? And they just created a visual for me, and they're hooking up a discount that I want to hook up with the fans. So, like, when you purchase any type of T-shirts, logos, hats, you get 20% off by typing in my name, The Assigned Assassin. So I'm trying to make sure I get all that detail before I, you know, drop everything with the single and everything. It's all about how, I love the package for, you know, my people, my listeners, my fans, my audience, you know. I'm a perfectionist. What could I say?
That's the way you got to do it, though. That's when you, like Raul said in the beginning, it's a business, and it's you are the product, and you're, music is a product, is your brand, so you gotta, you know, put it in that perspective. So you gotta do it that way. I want to thank you for stopping by on the show, and definitely like to invite you back anytime you want to promote some music and stuff like that. I'm getting ready to come up with a Zoom cipher for some independent artists to come on, and we try to do like this cipher thing on Zoom. So I'll definitely keep you posted.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So I'll definitely keep you posted on that. We enjoyed you today, man. You're a really good dude. I could tell.
Oh, and just wanted to say real quick, too. I just wanted to say appreciate it. Please hit me up later. Let me know what your T-shirt sizes are. I'm going to make sure to get one sent to, get something sent to y'all definitely through Reefer Renegade. And I also want to send a big shout-out to my team, Jungle Block. Shout-out to my videographer, Racy Behind the Cam. My peoples, you are photos, you know what I'm saying? Reefer Renegade, my booking agent, my PR team. I just want to thank the squad, you know what I'm saying? You are over everything. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard it here.
Thank you for having me on. For real, for real.
Definitely,
I appreciate
bro.
It
definitely.
For real.
This is the, you know, we keep this side open for the independent artists out there grinding, trying to get their foot in the door and doing their thing. So this is always a platform for you to come back to anytime you need to, bro. Especially when you get ready to release the new music, you know, let us know so we can definitely help push that. And like I said,
I'm definitely sending it to y'all. I'm giving y'all the heads up. I'm definitely sending it to y'all as soon as I drop it. Before I drop it, I'm definitely sending it to y'all just because it's all love. You know what I'm saying?
Got you, bro.
Heck yeah. Thanks again, y'all, for real. I really appreciate it.
All right. We want to thank our guest. Oh, wait, before you leave, I want to ask you where you come up with the name, the Hassan Assassin, because I looked it up and saw
there's
somebody in history actually with that name.
Really? Yeah, actually, see, what happened is Hassan is my middle name. And, you know, what I was saying with the child with the jungle block, that's actually where that name really stood out from. Just freestyle with my friends and stuff, and, you know, just gave me more confidence where they're just like, Hassan Assassin. More people just called me the Hassan Assassin, and I was just like, I just went with that. And then, you know, just to make it a little bit more cleaner, a little bit more short and sweet, I came out with more like, you know, THA, you know what I'm saying, just to make it short, or a dose of THA. So when you see the pill and all that stuff for my logo, you know, that's me saying my music is a drug, and you want to keep on listening to it because it's pretty fucking good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. And the name Hassan was a son my mother gave me when she was going through a Muslim phase. So Hassan, that stands for, you know, strength. And, you know, that's what I looked up eventually, and it's just like, hey, that's what's up.
All right, heard it first. Want to thank our guest, the rapper Hassan the Assassin, for stopping by and joining us today, putting some light on his new single, Goody Good. And we have a new single that's coming out in a couple weeks or maybe next week, so we'll keep you posted.
Paper
with that.
Sure, check it out.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again, y'all, man. And make sure to keep on checking y'all out, for real, you know what I'm saying? And just to make sure I got that name right, it's Everyday Artist Podcast, right?
Yes, sir. And I'll send you, once I get done, I'll send you a link to the show from today.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I appreciate that, man. Everyday Artist Podcast, man. The Hassan Assassin. Thank you again, man. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's good? I gotta get it. You wish you could. You gotta get it. You know you should. What's good? What's good? I gotta get it. You wish you could. You gotta get it. You know you should.
You know I keep that fire. And when I black the room out, I hope you brought a lighter. On point. On the cloud, you can see me cruising. On my way pursuing. Love me, hate me, I'm so used to it. Soak it up. Fuck a hater. Everybody with their hand out. I ain't got time for favor. No way. Jose. When it comes to these checks, we don't play. Title town, always keep it royal. Crown royal sipping in my inner circle.
Stays loyal.
Outside my circle, you was disloyal. You tried to get me
jumped.
You know I ain't no punk. I popped open the trunk. I'm so addicted to the glory. You know it's underground royalty. What's good? I gotta get it. You wish you could. You gotta get it. You know you should. What's good? What's good? I gotta get it. You wish you could.
You gotta get it.
You know you should.
The Hassan.
Yeah.